And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
I find myself saying that line to so many people, like just out of goofiness. I'll go, hey, shut up and dance with me. And then it makes everybody laugh. Whoever wrote this song, congratulations. It's a Bring a Smile song. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro, and welcome again to an hour of fun, wisdom, brilliance, attitude, and some great guests. I call it the Elite to the Street. Fun ride through the news of the day. I always bring you great personalities. And now I'm going to introduce you to a couple of tomatoes. I like these tomatoes. I follow them and get their newsletter. I kind of love what it's all about. 3tomatoes.com is the website and the newsletter, and the whole mission is for information for women who aren't kids having a load of fun. So I want you to say hello now to Cheryl Benton. Cheryl is in New York. She's the founder. Now she's blowing it out, expanding all over the country with the concept, along with her partners. And their L.A. Babe for this is Debbie Zip. I love her. She's wearing a crown. I mean, how could you find these women anywhere else? And there's a lot of other wonderful women involved. They just had a huge talent show this week for women over 40 in New York City, and they were blown away about the talent. It was a total wow. I wanted to invite them, introduce them, and let them just share what's going on. Hey there, Cheryl and Debbie.
Hey,
hi.
Hello.
This is fun. Who wants to talk first?
Well, this is Cheryl. Debbie, you're on too, right? Debbie's
in. Oh, yes, I'm right here. But you're the head tomato, so you go first.
It's great to talk to you.
Cheryl, I know you're a little sick and you're fighting the flu. And Debbie, nice to meet you. Nice name. Cheryl, as the founder, really the idea behind this, you and a couple other gals who aren't on with us today, you feel free to mention them and their names, got together. And how did this idea come up, this three tomatoes?
Well, really what happened was, living and working in New York City for so many years, and I knew all these great women who happened to be over 40, 50, 60, whatever, who were fabulous, wonderful women. And then suddenly I started to realize we've become invisible because certainly no one in the city is paying attention to us. Anything about what's going on in town is written by 20-somethings for the hipsters. You try to go shopping, everything is a size zero.
I hate that, by the way, Cheryl. What are they thinking?
Exactly. So I'm like, you know what? If they're not going to pay attention to us, we're just going to have to create something of our own and make sure that we're not going into growing up, becoming, you know, invisible women. So I really started the Three Tomatoes really just for fun, and I sent it to 60 friends. And it just took off from there. So it struck a chord. So obviously there were a lot of us who were starting to feel invisible out there.
How do you know you feel invisible? What is the sign? I know what it was for me.
Well, I think what it was for me is one night I was out with three of my best friends, and we were looking particularly great, we thought. We were at some trendy bar in the meatpacking industry. We had ordered martinis, and shortly after we had finished our first ones, this group of beautiful young models walked in the door, and we could not get the attention of the bartender.
You know you're losing it.
We are invisible.
That's the funniest, most honest thing. Yeah, a girl knows she's losing it when she can't get the bartender's attention anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And I knew I was losing it when I used to walk down the street like, you know, owning it, with the suits, the things, the whole bit, and never really catching anybody's eye, but you could see if someone was looking at you like, oh, they're looking at me. I must look cute today. And then all I noticed that nobody cared. They could have run me over. I'm like, wow, I think I'm done. But you know, the funny thing is I'm so in spirit with you, and Debbie too, and we'll talk to you, Debbie, in a second. I had, at some point, much earlier than actually you, just decided to own my ageless, timeless, weightless state of mind and realize that really the beauty in anybody on this planet comes from their inside attitude. And I'm so much more attracted to people with big smiles and big, big attitudes and great energy. And age means nothing. So I wanted to be one of those people.
Oh, gosh, absolutely.
So I salute you for stepping up. And, you know, we're in a different time now.
And just to follow up on that, you know, you mentioned our talent show earlier, which was truly amazing. We had the best talent we have ever had. It just blew people away. But our oldest, our youngest contestants were early 40s. Our oldest contestant was 91 years old.
What'd she do? What'd she do?
Phenomenal. She sang, and she is stylish. She's everything you just said. She has energy, a big smile. She only started singing 6 years ago, and now she does open sings at open mics all over New York City. She's just great.
Awesome.
Great
and,
woman.
And the winner was a singer, is that correct, Debbie?
The winner is an incredible, phenomenal singer who needs to get a recording contract.
Wow, what's her name?
Name is Kathleen Waters. She sang Inseparable, and she got a standing ovation. It was, everyone was just blown away by her.
How old is she?
She's amazing. I'd say she's somewhere in her 40s.
Cool.
And she's a 9/11 survivor.
My God, that's incredible.
She's a legal secretary by day with this killer voice.
Wow. Maybe she could take over from Madonna, who's like, I don't know, she's like throwing back shots. What's going on with her lately? She's losing it.
No,
I mean,
is.
I'm a Madonna fan for her music. I just
I
think
know.
Every once in a while she flips out. All right, Debbie Zip. Debbie,
yes.
Do you zip around L.A.? What do you do with that name, zipping around out there?
Well, that's my name. I never made it up. Yeah, I've done lots. I was an actress for 35, 40 years, and then I became invisible, which is, you know, I wasn't a celebrity, but I was a worker bee. I made a living for all those years, and I had started having trouble getting work, or mostly getting auditions and opportunities, and so that was for me the telling point, and it was a common problem among all my actress friends, you know, around me. And so I started an ageism group for actresses, and we tried to fight that in Hollywood, and then it led to starting a production company where we wanted to produce only films that starred women over 40, and then from there, because that was a tough sell.
You need really good lighting for that. That's the only thing you need. As long as you've got good lighting, you're good to go.
Yeah, and then I started a website through that production company where we shot short films that only starred women over 40 and dealt with women's issues, and it was a little entertainment site. And recently I wrote a book for actors on, you know, what the life is like, not so much how to do it, but what the life is like when you make a living, you know, and are not a celebrity.
You know, I read along the way, you may agree or disagree, that at any given time in the entertainment business, only 5% of people are actually working, and the rest are aspiring. So do you agree?
It's actually... The statistics are, and I quoted them in the book, the goal you want to have as an actor is to be one of the 1% to 2% of the union that actually make a living. It's that low.
I know. And so it shouldn't be so disappointing for anybody, because it's just not an easy game. People don't realize that those who do make it through, I mean, it's just, you know, the phenomenal odds.
It's a tough, tough game, but you've got to have passion to do it. You've got to have a lot of self-confidence, and what you need to strive for is not so much to be a star. I mean, you can do that, but the real prize is when you can be that 1% to 2%.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. How'd you get involved with Cheryl, and how's this tomato thing going in L.A.?
Well, L.A.'s doing great, and people love the newsletter. As L.A. is such a fabulous city, and unbeknownst to a lot of outsiders. And the entertainment website, we were also doing articles and blogs and talking very similarly to what Cheryl was doing. And somehow we just found each other, and we started communicating, and then we started a talk show on Blog Talk called Tomatoes in the Trenches. And we did that for 4 years, and had never met, felt like sisters. I flew in a couple years ago, and it was like magic. We just felt like, you know, we'd known each other our entire lives and had been best friends our entire lives.
I love that. There's a lot of that going around. Cheryl, how many other chapters now have you opened up of the Three Tomatoes? I see you expanding.
Well, they're not chapters. I mean, basically we're a media property, but there are other newsletters. So we have a national newsletter that goes out several times a week that covers, you know, everything from beauty, travel, health, you name it, everything that, you know, women are interested in. And then on Fridays, we have the L.A. Life newsletter, a San Francisco Life newsletter. They both come out on Friday. And that's specifically about what's happening in those cities that tomatoes would want to see and do. And on Saturdays, we have the New York City Life newsletter.
So how's the response? Is everybody reacting? I love your newsletter. I get it.
Oh,
I read it. I love it. I'm a fan.
Yeah, and we do a lot of events, too, in New York City, and we've been doing them in L.A. now, too, and hopefully we'll start doing events in San Francisco.
Once people get the newsletter, once they see the website, we don't need to sell it. They just love it.
Yeah, awesome. And that's why I'm having you on today. I've been following it. I want to support you. I'm sorry I couldn't make the talent show. I knew it was fun. What did people do besides sing? What other talents did they attempt
this
to win
this year? It happened to be all singers. That's who showed up, although a couple of them were comic singers. You know, one was very, very funny, and she had a parody song. But in past years, we've had some other kinds of... We even had a belly dancer the first year.
Oh, I always wanted a belly dance.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I like jingling.
Years old and had abs that a 16-year-old would be envious of. She was quite amazing.
You know, that belly dancing could really do good for your abs.
No kidding.
No kidding. You sweat a lot. It looks like a simple thing, but it's not that simple.
No.
Thanks for reminding me. I'm going to make a note of take some belly dancing lessons. No, I have a long list of things to do today on my bucket list. What's still on your bucket list, girls?
I want to take a safari to Africa. I want to go to Africa and take a safari. That's on my bucket list.
You got to get there first.
Yes.
Okay, good job. Cheryl, what's still on your bucket list?
Well, right now I'm just trying to get over my bronchitis.
Yeah, sometimes they're very short-term missions.
Yes, short-term. Short-term bucket list. Get healthy.
You never realize, you go, and then all of a sudden you get a cold or sick, and he's like, really? And you know you just have to ride it through.
Exactly.
It's still like shocking that you could get sick, right?
Yes,
how could this happen to you? Last question. Any famous girlfriends involved with the Three Tomatoes?
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, you know, we have some amazing contributors to the website. We have Valerie Smaldone, who you know really well.
Love her.
What fabulous broadcast media person. Liz Smith contributes to our website.
Fabulous. Love her.
One of the most amazing women. The fabulous Gail Green.
Love her.
Who is so awesome. And we've got a lot of celebrity readers that subscribers to the Three Tomatoes.
I'm sure you do. I was just reading about Kathleen Turner in the news today, and she's trying to make herself at home down in Tribeca, New York, and she bought a loft, and she was seen sitting alone at a Mexican restaurant, being very friendly and telling everybody she was new to the neighborhood over a margarita. That's my kind of girl.
We're going to go have to meet her. She's definitely a tomato.
She's a tomato, Kathleen Turner, right? Okay. All right, you tomatoes. I thank you for joining.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Awesome.
You too.
Feel better. Feel fabulous. Rock and roll. ThreeTomatoes.com. If you ever want to get a smile and you're over 40, you should check out the newsletter and subscribe. Thanks, girls. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right. Coming up, we are going to send you off, as we always do, with some inspiration here on the Debbie Nigro Show. I have what's called the Daily Toast, and that'll be up right after this.
This is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.